Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lilisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show on today. Oh my God, another powerful, dynamic Tuesday. Good morning and welcome to my awesome Tuesday morning co-host, Professor Terry Benjamin. How are you?
Oh, fine. Good morning to you and good morning to our listeners. I'm telling you, it is another great day, despite the rain, despite the grayness. It's still going to be light shining through all that. It's going to be great. It's going to be the best yet.
Wow. I'm telling you, that's a way to get your day started. That's a way to get pumped up for what you can do today. You need to be energized, motivated, inspired. And so you've come to the absolute right place because that's what we want to do. I'm telling you, everywhere I turn, everywhere I look, Professor, I'm finding more and more people who are primed and ready for their entrepreneur businesses, for their entrepreneurship endeavors. I've been down to Delaware, Philadelphia, over in Kansas City, just got back from Kansas City, Missouri on Sunday, and I'm telling you, I'm meeting people who are really committed to taking the plunge, starting their businesses. I heard from a college student just recently in college, but at the same time also wanting to start his own business. So if you tuned in for the first time, we welcome you to the broadcast. Thank you for tuning in. For those of you who tune in each and every day, because we are here Monday through Friday, thank you for joining us. Some mornings we're not able to do the show, but we thank you for tuning in on those days. And listen to the archives. There's probably over 1,000 shows in the archives. So if you tune in one morning and I'm not here, just go to the archives. There's thousands of shows you can listen to. So I'll get the exact number of shows, but I know there's close to 1,000. So with that being said, I'm going to turn it over to Terry. He always prepares a phenomenal topic for us to discuss on Tuesdays. And today's topic, talking about great success, we all want to be successful. Let's face it. Yeah, success might mean a little bit of something different for everyone, but everyone absolutely is looking forward to being successful at something. So, Terry, why don't you tell us how to make it happen?
Oh, thank you so much. And I just want to say again, I want to thank you for the opportunity. And, you know, really, this is such an important program Because as you travel around, you know, what we're talking about is being talked about all over the planet. People are understanding that the best way to ensure a better future for yourself is to take charge of your life. And one of the things that you do is really look at your potential and maximize your potential. And so that's what we're talking about today, Lisa. We're talking about taking that potential that you have and maximize it. Make it as big and as grand as you possibly can. I mean, make it epic. Make it a thing that when people see what you're doing, they're going to say, wow, you know, that is so great what they're doing. But you know what? You can do it too. And the book today that I'm going to discuss is really is a classic. As a matter of fact, it's in its third edition, which means that it has been actually printed three times. And when a book does that, it means that the information that was given is being updated. Now, it was first published in 1997, and the third edition was published in 2010. So, again, this book is really cutting-edge information. This is the best practices for success today. And really, I want our listeners to really to not only listen to me talk about the book, but buy the book for themselves. Because the title of the book is Succeed for Yourself. And the subtitle, Unlock Your Potential for Success and Happiness. Succeed for Yourself. Unlock Your Potential for Success and Happiness. And it's by a gentleman from the UK, from the United Kingdom. And his name is Richard Denny. And in many circles, he is called the Millionaire Maker. People who attend his seminars, people who read his books, people who follow him on Twitter and Facebook, wherever they may find him, have become very, very successful. And I believe that we can too. I remember one time I was reading a book by Jack Canfield entitled The Success Principles. And he was saying that success really is like a lock. But, you know, we can all get the key for that lock. And once we get that key, we can unlock the potential that we all have. So there's no secret. I mean, success is no secret. And basically, Jim Rohn likes to say that success leaves clues. Well, the clues that success leaves are found in the books that we discuss here on this particular program. And so today, we're going to discuss Succeed for Yourself, Unlock Your Potential for Success and Happiness by Richard Denny. And it says here in the introduction to the book, it says, this book is written for anyone who wants to achieve success in their life. Act upon what you read here, and you too can unlock your potential for achieving success and happiness, okay? Success and happiness. And this is what we're talking about. And really, I would encourage the listeners and challenge the listeners to ask the question, what is success for you? What is happiness for you? And you really need to sort of pin that down. So as you go through your life, you're not just sort of, a lot of people are sort of spinning their wheels and not really moving forward because they haven't really decided what they actually want. And one of the things that I like in this book, he sort of breaks it down. And he really defines happiness. And I want the listeners to really get a pen and a pencil, get some paper, and take some notes because these are things that you want to look at not just once or twice or three times, but sometimes look at it every day. Because, again, it's almost like a daily vitamin. This is a vitamin that you need to take for your own success. And Richard Denny says in his book that happiness is, number one, something to look forward to, okay? Number one, something to look forward to. What do you look forward to do every day to really push you forward in your success and your happiness? So, number one, something to look forward to. That makes people happy. Number two, something to share. What do you have to share with someone that you've experienced? I think my success as a professor is the fact that I'm a good sharer. I get books, I get ideas, and I share my ideas. And as I share my ideas, I really learn them more. So number one is you have to have something to look forward to. Number two, you have something to share. And number three, something to make somebody else happy. I think what you do in this program, Lisa, and all during the week as you host this by yourself, you are really bringing happiness to people. And this is something that is, I'm sure, is making you happy. So again, something to make someone else happy. So again, if you want to be happy, according to Richard Denny, three things: something to look forward to, something to share, and something to make someone else happy. And really, he says that really there is a road to travel to happiness. And then what he does is he gives us some steps. And I want to go through the steps very briefly. And, of course, time will not permit us to talk about everything, but I want to talk about some things that I think are really important. So, again, the road to success, according to Richard Denny in the book Succeed for Yourself. And he talks about goals as being number one. But, again, you start with goals and you end up with success. But in between, there's other things we have to look at. So, again, it starts with goals, then planning, then belief, then self-management, using visualization, avoiding the negative, self-motivation, mastering rejection, overcoming setbacks, the success attitude, persistence, becoming lucky, and all this lead to success. So again, goals, planning, belief, self-management, using visualization, avoiding the negative, self-motivation, mastering rejection, overcoming setbacks, having a success attitude, being persistent, becoming lucky, and success. And I really do believe, Lisa, that those who achieve believe that they can. I don't think anyone who has had any major success, whether it be Oprah or Tyler Perry or Donald Trump or any of these people that are prominently in the news and before us as models of success, they have the attitude that they will achieve what they set out to achieve. And when they do that, they, and it's a cliche, but it's so true, is they keep their eye on the prize, that they look at what they want to accomplish, and they move toward that. Now, there may be distractions, but they ignore those distractions as they move toward what they need to achieve. And I think basically what it comes down to, and I think this is key, and like I said, I'm not going to be able to talk about all these things, but I just want to talk about some of these things. And the first thing I want to talk about is the success attitude, okay? What is the attitude? What is the mindset that you have to develop so that you become the person that you want to be in your mind? You know, I told you before, you have to see your success. And once you see your success, you have to move towards that. I ask my students a lot of times, and somewhat jokingly, but serious as well, I ask them, when do you start to dress for success? Do you dress for success when you become successful, or do you dress for success as you're going toward your success? And they understand, and we come to the conclusion that you dress for success before you become successful. You look successful. Because if you look successful and you feel successful, you're going to move toward that success. In the book here, it says that all the successful people I have met over the years have one thing in common, a success attitude. And he says here, all outstanding athletes, musicians, singers, and entertainers also exhibit a success attitude, as do the self-made millionaires and billionaires throughout history. And I do not believe that any of them acquire their success attitude after they achieve success. And so basically, it's before you achieve success. Again, it's that positive attitude that you develop before you achieve success. And basically, he gives us a whole list of things that we need to look at. Again, and really, let's look at the whole concept of pleasure versus happiness. Okay, pleasure, most of the time, as Mr. Denny explains in his book, is basically temporary. Okay? It's short-term, but happiness is long-lasting. And I like to take it a step further and say that we want to move from happiness to joy, okay, because joy is even more lasting than happiness. Happiness is long-term, but joy is something that we want to actually cultivate. And it gives us a list of things that we need to look at. Number one, expect the best. Number two, develop positive habits. Number three, change your attitude. Number four, smile. Number five, don't bring others down. Number six, do the positive every day. Number seven, be honest. Number eight, no negative thoughts. Number nine, a problem, see problems as challenges. And the last thing, number 10, is to manage change. I mean, life is changing around us every single day, and we have to deal with that. And it says here, more change has taken place in the last 40 years than in the whole history of humankind. For your lifetime and mine, change will be with us. You can view it as a threat or an opportunity, but you cannot stop it. There's no good hoping it will go away or nostalgically looking back, wishing to bring the good old days. Most change actually turns out positively. We fear change because it brings uncertainty. Are we going to be worse off? Can we meet the new challenge or expectation? Will we be able to cope? Your brain is fantastic, and it will, and it can, give it a chance. Thousands, possibly millions of people in the 1990s learned how to use computer for the first time. So embrace change positively, enthusiastically. See what might be and not what was. And so, again, we really need to develop that mindset that we're going to be successful. And I like here he quotes from Mother Teresa, and she says, kind words can be short and easy to speak, but the echoes are truly endless. Okay, so again, let's not make it complicated, okay? The next thing that I like to have us look at, just very briefly, just because of time, but again, it's something that I think is important. I mean, we have to really sort of get hold of ourselves and really practice some serious self-management, because in the final analysis, it's what we do every day that's going to ensure our success. And I like what he says here, again, in chapter 6. And then chapter 6 is all about self-management, about self-control, and about discipline. And he says that we have the struggle with Mr. Failure and Mr. Success, and it's always going back and forth. It's like having a devil or angel on your shoulder. On one shoulder you have the devil, on the other shoulder you have the angel, and they're having a dialogue back and forth about what you should do. And basically, we want to do the things that aren't going to help us. And one of the things he suggests is that, you know, again, he gives us 10 steps, and the first step is control what you say and how you say it. Number 2, do not lose self-control. Number 3, do the nasty doubt first. And a lot of people procrastinate because they have things to do, but they don't want to do that. They'd rather, you know, sort of put that off. But they said, you know what, do the nasty thing first, and then you can go on with your day. Number 4, reward yourself. Healthy treats. Number 5, use time management system. Number 6, keep yourself in good shape. Number 7, avoid overindulgence. Number 8, handle procrastination and temptation. Number 9, say, I have tremendous willpower. Be yourself. And I like to say, be yourself, because everyone else is taken. Okay? So this whole thing with self-management is so important. And the last thing that I want us to think about and maybe talk about and look at is something that we really need to look at, you know, because, again, we talk about goals. And sometimes we put up goals, but we don't put any kind of action plan to make these goals happen. And Richard Denny says in his book here, you can have anything you want, but you cannot have everything. You have only 24 hours in a day. You can only ever be in one place at one time, and you also have so many years on this planet. So you literally cannot have it all, even if you were foolish enough to consider it feasible. If you desire success, you need to have clear ambitions. The whole principle of achieving success is to translate your desires into the results that you want. This is called setting goals. Okay, what do you want? What do you want, and how do you go about getting it? And again, I think we really understand that it's about education and it's about knowledge. And one point that he makes, and I love, he talks about education. Many of us have education. Many of us have knowledge. And that's all well and good, but it really means nothing unless you can apply the education and the knowledge to the thing that you want. And so this book is really, really important in terms of really helping us to move toward success. And he says here, and I like this here, and this is important. It says here, take some time to write down your goals. You can use the box on the next page to make a list. discuss your goals with your partner if you have one, and the distinguish between the ones you have in common and those that are personal to you. Separate your business goals from your personal goals, asking yourself, what do I really want? And then be realistic, but not unambitious. Remember to put realistic dates against each goal, whether tangible or intangible. And so he gives us a worksheet for our personal planning. And again, I want to say I've been talking about a book entitled Succeed for Yourself, Unlock Your Potential for Success and Happiness by Richard Denny. And in his book, he has this quote I like to read. It says here, every person is a self-made person, but only the successful ones admit it. You know, again, we like to take credit for all of our success, but you know what? I know, and you probably know as well, Lisa, and I've heard you admit it many times, that we are really, our success is based on the people that we have met along the way, our mentors and our teachers, people that we met in life, but also people that we met in books. And the thing is, sometimes, you know, the people I've met in books have been more influential than the people I've met in person. So, again, the book is entitled Succeed for Yourself, Unlock Your Potential for Success and Happiness by Richard Denny. And I would really encourage you not only to read his book, but also go to his website. Also, one of the things, Lisa, and this is a good resource a lot of people don't use, YouTube. You can actually go to YouTube and see Mr. Denny in person. See him give a lecture. And, you know, again, one of the things that's beautiful about the Internet is that we can be at home in New Jersey and we can attend a conference in California or attend a conference in Kansas City because it's all at our disposal. And so, again, I really encourage our listeners to really to get this book, to buy this book, and to read this book and really share this book with others, okay? Because the final analysis, happiness is about something to look forward to, something to share, and something to make someone else happy. And I think if we do those three things, we'll be happy ourselves, and we will radiate that happiness, and it will resonate with other people. And I think that's what it's about. I think it's about us going out as ambassadors of success and happiness, enjoying other people into our little circle of friends. So again, Lisa, I thank you for the opportunity to share this, and I hope that the people who listen have also been blessed as well.
Amen. I totally, totally agree with you. Awesome book. My favorite topic to talk about, my absolute favorite topic to talk about, and I'm in total agreement with everything that you have presented here this morning, and recommend that if you are listening, that you know that you take this information, as Professor Terry Benjamin has stated, take it and apply it. Do further research. You can do it. I know you can do it. I know you can make a success of your life, out of your business, out of the, you know, various components of your life, whether it's your career, your relationship, what have you, whatever part, your health, whatever part you want to make a success. But it does take work. You can't let anybody fool you there. Don't be fooled there. It takes work, and it takes hard work. For instance, to write a book itself, in and of itself, sure, it may not feel like work, okay, but it is. For some people, it won't feel like work because they absolutely love what they're doing. But if you ask their close loved ones, particularly, let's say, for instance, you're an author and you absolutely love writing, and so it doesn't feel like work to you. But let's say if that person is married or have children. Listen, ask those people, was mommy or daddy working? They will. Was your spouse working? Yeah. Because why? Sure, it didn't feel like work to you, but if you had to pull time away from your family and what have you, you know, they still missed you or whatever. So in that sense, it can still be, you know, it'll still be viewed as work for some people. But work meaning you had to put in time and effort.
And that's so true. And again, I mean, it's really more than worthwhile, because I know for myself that I know with my children, I mean, I can tell them what to do, but, you know, it's better for me to be an example of what I want them to follow, because that's what kids look at. They look at not what you say, but what you do. And this
You're
whole
right.
thing, I mean, we're in a community of entrepreneurs, and so many of us are sort of stuck in doing things the old way. But you know what? You got to understand that, you know, to be successful in business is to sell. And if you're not selling, you really don't have a business. You have an idea for a business. But the thing, the selling part, is so important, because you know what? I mean, it's about getting monies as resources for your family. And I think, again, we have to understand it's serious. It's nothing to take lightly. That's why when you offer your services, I always say, Lisa, that I try to give more than expected.
Yeah, that's what they say is the key to successful businesses, to under-promise and over-deliver.
Yes, I love that. I love that. Because people are so used to getting ripped off and getting cheated and whatnot. And if you come through as being honest, as being trustworthy, and I really believe that, Lisa, you know, you and I and those people who are prominently on radio and TV or whatever, we have a brand. And I think that we have to protect our brand. I mean, when you come to me and ask me to help you with your book, when I want to give you the best I possibly can give you, because I have a brand to protect. And it's not about ego. It's just that I hold myself to a certain standard. And if I can't deliver on that standard, then I just can't participate in that. Not because I don't want to, but again, for me, I have to walk away from the encounter feeling that I've given you 150%. And that's just my whole idea about it. But again, I think it helps, because again, people go for you because they go for your brand. People buy you, sometimes more so than your product. You know, they buy you because they trust in you and they want to support you. So again, we really have a responsibility to our clients or our customers or whatever you want, even our advertisers. People advertise with us. They advertise with us because we tell them that, you know, I'm doing this Blog Talk Radio and I have a quite an extensive audience. And so if you advertise with me, this message will reach many, many people. And they buy into that, and we have to deliver. So, again, I think with all things, you know, we have a responsibility to be the best that we can be and offer the best that we can probably offer at this particular time.
Yes, absolutely. I totally agree. Totally agree. And thank you for, you know, sharing this book with us. Tell us the title again.
Yes, I'll be glad to. The book is entitled Succeed for Yourself.
Oh.
Unlock
mm-hmm.
Your Potential for Success and Happiness. And this is by Richard Denny. Succeed for yourself. You know? And then that's good, because I mean, why not? You know, I think a lot of times people, they want things, but they keep on holding themselves back, and then it's almost like they ask themselves, you know, why me? And my question is, why not you? How about that? You know, I mean, somebody got to be, you know, rich, somebody got to be famous, somebody got to be doing well. Why not you? Why got to always be the other guy? Why can't it be you? And it can be you if you decide to do it and you decide to follow the steps that you need to go to make that happen. I mean, it's not easy, but it's not hard. I think what's hard is that as you live your life and you get to your life and you get into your 60s and 70s and 80s and you look back at your life and realize that, you know what, I should have took more chances. I should have done more to really realize my goals, because you know what? As I look back on my life, I've missed so many things, and you said it before, Lisa, and I love what you said, that you know what, yeah, you want to die empty. You want to take all your gifts and your talents and your potential and just put it out there. So when you die, you die empty, because you've given all that you could possibly give. You know, in sports they talk about you left some blood on the field, which means that in football. And you played your hardest game. You did everything you can. You left blood on the field, because you know what? You left some part of yourself there. You left your DNA on this life. You put everything you have. You surprised yourself. because you know you had that much, but you like going back to what you said all the time, release your power, you know, release all of it, you know. Well, maybe it might be too much. And look, you let the people decide that, okay? You just get it out there. Well, I don't want to seem that I'm being too much. No, get it out there, you know. Let the people be the judge of what's too much.
People let you know.
Turn it back. They let you what you say, Lisa? They will let you know, right?
They'll let you know if it's too much or not. They'll let you know if they want more. I mean,
it really is like
Adam Smith says when he talks about this economy operating by the invisible hand, that based on what people want, people's wants, he says, will drive the economy. And based on what you were able to supply, so there's there was no need for the government to intervene in terms of that part of the economy.
Yes.
If people don't, if you try to make a product and people don't want it, they'll let you know. Buy the service they don't want, they don't want to pay for. They'll let you know, and if people want something, they'll also let you know. And if you're an entrepreneur, you can go about supplying that want, meeting that need. That's what, you know, as part of being an, what entrepreneurs do. They find a need and fill it. They see something that people need and or want. And if they can produce it, that's what they do.
Well, so that's a great thing, because, like you said, I mean, people let you know what they want or what they don't want as well. But I just want to share this quick quote from the book here. It says here, never get so busy making a living that you forget to make a life. And it says a good marriage is a prize. You do not get it for nothing, and children have more need of models than critics. And so it talks about your life. It talks about your marriage or your partnership, and it talks about your children. I think, again, we don't want to lose sight of that. We're not doing this business thing just for ourselves. It's really for our family, for our friends, it's for our community. And then in final analysis, it's really for the world, you know, because if we fill the world with positive projects, with good services that people can enjoy and profit from to the extent that their lives are made better, I mean, it's something that I feel that we put on earth here to do. I mean, I think we are put on earth, I think, to serve each other. And in the final hours, as we serve each other, we serve God. And we can't really let go of that idea because, you know, it's not about us. It's not about our ego, you know. Wayne Dyer likes to say, you know, ego, E-G-O, ego is edging God out, okay? We think so much of ourselves that, oh, I don't need God. I'm doing this wrong. I'm a self-made man. Forget that, okay? Wayne Dyer says ego is edging God out, and you can't do that. Everything that we have, everything that we will have, is because of God's blessing. So, again, don't get so caught up in the ego edging God out that you forget where your blessings come from.
So,
you know,
what are those?
That's so important.
He said the three things that he said, something that makes others happy, something that makes you happy, and what was the other one?
And something to share.
And something, okay, so something to share. And what was the first one? Something to,
something to look forward to.
Oh, yes.
Something to share, and something to make other people happy.
Now, I really like that, something to look forward to. That's one of my favorites of the three. I mean, I like all three, obviously. Doing something for yourself or with your talents and gifts that will be something that you will look forward to. Like, for instance, there are some people who work on jobs or if it's their business or whatever, and they're doing things that they absolutely dread.
They hate it.
Foolish is that to me. Something that you dread. And I'm not saying it is foolish. I said foolish to me.
Yeah.
To some people, it makes perfect sense.
Well, because they tell you they have no choice. They tell you that, you know, I hate this job, but you know what? I got to work this job because I can't find anything else.
Gotcha.
And that's when people start making opportunities for themselves, you know?
It's a key word. They feel they have no choice. And And when people, so when people say that folks should, you know, in order to be an entrepreneur, you need to have this entrepreneur mindset. Well, mm-hmm. if I was to list some components of the entrepreneur mindset, the mm-hmm. first thing or second or third thing would be the power of choice.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Entrepreneur not only knows that they have choice, but they mm-hmm. absolutely maximize their power of choice, the successful choice, because they can choose to go in this direction at this time in the season. And then if they say, well, I think that isn't doing so well, let me choose to go this way. And then they may choose to add another product to their line. They may choose to stretch out into a new market. They may choose to expand, collapse, whatever. But there's a lot of choice going on when you're an entrepreneur.
And that's so important, and that's why people go into entrepreneurship, because, again, they want choices. I mean, if you're working with someone else, everything is limited. You're not going to make as much money as you would like to make, because you know what? Your employer is not in business to make you rich. He's in business to make himself rich. So people make me laugh when they talk about, well, they don't pay me enough. No, they don't pay you enough. They pay you just enough so you won't quit working. they know what they're doing now. I mean, let's understand, this is a system, okay?
I like
they're paying
it.
They pay you just enough.
Pay you enough, they pay you just enough.
That's right. You know, and that's why it makes me laugh that when people say this. I mean, again, you have to understand that. Business is a science.
Terry, I used to say that all the time. That was when I for someone else. That was my favorite phrase or pet peeve with an employer. You don't pay me enough, and I thought it was because I didn't have degrees. So I went and got a few of those, and then I still. Saying, you don't pay enough. And what happened was, then one of the degrees that I got was in business.
Wow.
And every class I took over 25 classes on the subject, and basically every class was pounding into our heads that the business owner, it goes into business to make a profit for him or herself and their and their stockholders.
Yes.
Not their stakeholders, which an employee is a stakeholder. He's not a stockholder.
Uh-huh.
So yes, that's how they do it.
So we got to know, you know, where we fit into this whole puzzle of life. You know, you got to know where you fit in. Like they say, sometimes you got to stay in your lane, okay, until you can really move in another lane. But you really have to understand that first you have to master where you're at, you know, and then you can move on and stop complaining about something that you can change, you know. I mean,
that's
I tell
right.
people, they tell me, I hate my job. Do you hate your job on payday? You know?
No.
You hate, a lot of times I know a lot of young people, you know, some of my children, you know, they party and then they all tired on Monday morning, and then they say they hate their job. Well, you hate the job because you haven't prepared yourself to do what you need to do. Les Brown says that many people have heart attacks on Monday morning before they have to go to work. And he says that their heart attacks them, you know. And the thing is that, you know, it's really what you make it. And I know sometimes people find this hard to accept because they keep on thinking that life is about just, you know, how things happen. But you know what I think, and you know as well as I do, Lisa, it's really about how you make life happen. That's the key, how you make life happen, how you succeed for yourself.
That's good. Well, we are out of time, believe it or not.
Goodness, I need more time and more money.
All right. It's coming. It's on its way.
I know it.
Very good, very powerful, And I know I got a lot out of it. I hope you got a lot out of it. And I hope you tune back in again tomorrow, same time, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And again, for some reason, if you come on and there's no one here, go listen to one of the archives. There's thousands of them there. And they're all on topics to move you, empower you, to motivate you. Thank you again, Professor Terry Benjamin, for this awesome topic. And something to look forward to. And something that makes other people happy, and something to share. I'm going to remember that, and I'm going to tell everybody I know that, you know, this is a way to maximize your potential. You can feed for yourself. That's for you. You can be successful. Your potential and your people would set those goals, how to reach those goals, and you can have success. It's not so elusive that, oh, it's impossible, nobody's doing it. Everybody's doing it. Or a lot of people are doing it. And so, you know, anyway, thank you, and we look forward to seeing you back here another day for another opportunity to share with you. We want to share with you.
That's right. So, thank you.
Thank you, Terry. A wonderful, wonderful day. That's right, there's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.